fourth and final hour of this Friday edition. Bob Chapman of InternationalForecaster.com is our guest. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to say hi to all the great radio listeners out there and also the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers who are such key supporters of this radio show. You make it all possible. Now, Bob's going to be with us till 15 after. We're going to get more into the economy here in just a moment and have him continue with that question I just posed. He's saying he believes they may be moving up their time frame to fully implode things because every day they lose more credibility. And that's scary from Bob because he's always been, you know, saying it's further out in the future. We'll talk about that coming up in the next segment briefly before he leaves us. Right now, let's take a few calls. It'll be on a bunch of issues. Alex in Canada, you're on the air.
It's Alex in Vancouver. I just want to say I've had the gut feeling they're going to do something at the Olympics for a long time now, maybe about a year. I've always said you don't spend $1 billion in security and then not stage a terror attack. And now on the heels of this, I really feel that they're stirring up 9/11 memories, and everyone's thinking 9/11, 9/11. Well, they don't even have to say terrorism, but you're still thinking 9/11. And ever since
because it's a plane into a building, yes.
Exactly. And ever since that article about 2 weeks ago by We Are Change Vancouver about possibilities of a false flag, Kinder Morgan being bought out by Goldman Sachs, then the Carlyle Group.
And now it's in a Canadian newspaper, and I meant to get to that, that they've caught police provocateurs again.
And then they lost that 2 tons of ammonium nitrate mysteriously. Now, my big thing is I started thinking, now, when are they going to do this? And what I came up with is February 22nd, 222, because we all know they love to use silly numbers. And now
333-777-911.
And that being 3 days away, this happening right before that, they're stirring everyone's thoughts up about terrorism, 9/11, 9/11. Then all of a sudden on Monday morning, we'll see if I'm right or not. Hopefully not. I've gone as far as to bet people money this is going to happen. Now, I know that's kind of immoral, but this will prove
well, I hope you're wrong, but Alex, I appreciate your call. Let's get a comment from Bob Chapman on that.
We'll just have to see. The possibility certainly exists, and they are into numerology. And, I'm surprised that something didn't happen in Vancouver. And I know people who I talk to all the time who live there, and many of them, many subscribers there. And they say that they've, it's like a guarded camp. And, the Olympics haven't gone over that well. The American Idol is outpointing them, so to speak, which is rather surprising. And it just hasn't drawn what the producers would have liked it to draw.
Well, people are sick of police states. Most Europeans won't come here now because of the police state.
Well, that's true. In fact, what's happening is that most Americans don't want to fly and only fly if they absolutely have to. And you can tell that because of the dropping amount of people who are using airplanes in America commercially. And the price of tickets continues to soar. They're up about, I would say, 40 to 50% over the last few years.
But see, and we have the head of NASA Climate and the UN people and others saying they want to make us stop flying. They want us to stop driving. So there's some stratas of business that don't like it. Some big airline CEOs saying don't put the scanners in from Australia to the U.S. But the real head honchos, they love the fact that people aren't traveling. Your take on that, Bob?
Well, I can't figure that out. We're looking at a situation where if there are people who are running airlines and they don't want people to fly, they're not going to be in business very long. Now, if they're executives with other companies, well, that might be, the party line, so to speak, by the elitists. But
no, that's what I'm saying. The airlines, all of them are saying they don't like it on record. But Chertoff's got to make his little bit of money, so it's over.
Yeah, well, that's disgusting.
Chertoff, man, he looks like a vampire out of Nosferatu movie. I mean, literally.
Well, maybe we can cast him.
We ought to put a picture of Nosferatu up next to Chertoff. You can't, literally, it's like they're twin brothers or something. Bob, stay there. Let's get into the economy. Then after Bob leaves, just Ron, Jennifer, Fred, Dan, others, wide open phones. And then in the last 20 minutes, I'm going to have somebody who knew Joe Stack in studio here.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales run a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, your calls are coming up in T-minus 5 minutes. Bob Chapman, internationalforecaster.com, is our guest, as he is every Friday. Bob, briefly, you've been saying that you saw 2011, 2012, when they would have the designed total implosion. Are you revising that to now say it may happen this year, or what are the chances of that? Why are the globalists planning to do this?
Well, I think the globalists are being forced into it, or perhaps being forced into considering it. And I think a lot depends on what happens over in Europe. You know, these nations want a guarantee so that they won't go under, but you can't do that. I mean, the amounts are colossal, you know, collectively. And that doesn't, you know, just leave the United States out of it. And so they know that they're going to have to sculpt this thing so that it suits their purposes. And before when we went to break, I said it is possible that they may try something simultaneously to bring sovereign debt nations into a meeting because they say there's going to be chaos and they'll make all kinds of excuses prior to the election. But I think the chances of that happening are maybe 30%. I think it's much more likely that starting toward the end of the year that they will be making announcements that we got to get together and sort this thing out, and we got to have that meeting that I have referred to of all the nations revaluing, devaluing, defaulting among nations, a new international trading unit such as a G7 weighted and perhaps even partially backed by gold. They're going to have to do something, and it's going to come sometime between, let's say, October and the end of next year. And the situation in the United States...
Hold on, October this year and then the end of next year. You say sometime in there.
Right. And you know, in the United States, we're still experiencing, as they are in Ireland and Spain, these tremendous losses in the real estate business, both commercial now as well as the residential. And the number of people who are losing homes is phenomenal. And on top of that, the amount of people getting laid off is less than it's been, but it's still in the minus column. In other words, unemployment is continuing to grow, but at a lesser rate. The stimulus, which is in process right now, of which, you know, we hear so many varying stories. The government says that they've got 35% of the money yet to go, and others in Washington I talk to say, look, the money's all gone. And
Bob, we're almost out of time. So bottom line, we're in a real depression. The media propaganda won't paper over that, and the globalists are damned if they do, damned if they don't, so they may want to intensify the crisis. We'll continue to follow that. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up for just 2 minutes and then plug International Forecaster for folks that want to get a copy of it, because I didn't dump gold. I bought it $280 or $300 or $400 or $500 or $600, and when it went down a few weeks ago, I didn't dump it. Now it's gone right back up because I know there's concerted global devaluing of currencies together by the G20. We just put up the headline out of Australia 2 weeks ago, secret banking summit by the 24 top private central banks of the world. Clearly, they are just absolutely out of control. And regardless, we know they're devaluing currencies. Gold is the place to be. I wanted to bring Ted up briefly because I know he's busy. But Ted, you've been offering a deal of francs that you bought back at the 1,050 level with its 1,100. What's gold at today, Ted?
Well, right, gold high today is 1,126. Currently, right now, gold is trading right around 1,120. So it's gone up quite a bit since that 1,050 range.
Yeah, so it's gone up over $70. It's gone up over $70. What's the deal you're offering now, and can you still offer somebody buys one coin that was at the price when it was $70-something less, and they get a free yearly subscription to the International Forecaster?
Yeah, they do. It's the franc. It's the franc coin is a one-fifth of an ounce gold coin. And currently, right now, they're trading for $249.61. Now, if you buy one of those coins, Midas is going to pay for the $159 subscription fee to have the International Forecaster for a year for you. And I don't know how I can make this easier, but that comes out to be about $480 in gold in the price if you take that subscription money out of it. So,
yeah.
I mean, that turns the clock back about 10 years to buy gold at that price. That is such a – Alex, it's a great deal. It's all about educating the people and getting people interested in gold, obviously, because
and you're saying you can still offer that because you were talking 3 days ago that you were about to get rid of it. You're still offering that deal.
I can still offer that deal because I still have supply. I was able to buy enough. And in addition to that, you know, gold prices have gone up and then it backed off a little bit, which kind of scares people away from the marketplace. I wish people were smarter than that, Alex, because they really need to be getting into the gold right now. Bob is talking about October. You and I both know there's going to be a lot of motivating factors this fall that are just going to drive people to gold like crazy. It's like a time machine. Once you get into the fall, gold and silver just rages forward, you know, and there's so many economic problems then.
Well, bottom line, the bankers have been trying to drive down gold. They've been unsuccessful. You bought gold when it was 1,050. It's 1,120-something today. You're offering it to them at the lower price. You buy it when it's low. sell it when it's high at the old low price, and give people the free newsletter that's invaluable. This is a thick newsletter. Tell us about your newsletter, Bob Chapman.
This is finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. By email, we produce a publication every Wednesday and Saturday. Runs around 40 pages each time. And for the people who are not on the Internet, we have a hard copy as well that goes out twice a month. So I can't see how anybody can turn down Ted's offer.
Absolutely. 800-686-2237. The gold prices on his website are a lot higher, and they're still great deals. This is for my audience. Ted, can you run this through Sunday?
Yeah, we're going to run it right straight through Sunday. And you got to remember that Federal Reserve raising the interest rates was to shore up the value of the U.S. dollar, and gold's going up anyways. That should be a telltale sign for people to be getting into gold.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Brokers will be there till about 10 tonight Central. There'll be some of them there on the weekend. If they don't answer, leave your name and number. You'll still be able to get the deal on Monday if you got your call in by Sunday evening. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, and get that free copy of International Forecaster and get the gold at a cheaper price, or go to the internationalforecaster.com and pay for it. Bob Chapman, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll see you next Friday.
Surely, and thank you all for listening.
Ted Anderson, again, one more time, explain to people the deal they're getting here.
Yeah, it's a franc coin. It's the coin that was used in Europe for trading. It's out of Belgium. It's out of, you know, Switzerland had them. The French had them. It's a 1/5 of an ounce gold coin. Right now it's at 249. Bob Chapman's newsletter is 159. So if you take 249 and you multiply it by 5 and you subtract the 159 from that, you're going to find about $480 gold. I mean, I don't know how I can make it easier for you to buy gold and also give yourself an education at the same time. Hopefully be able to make some smart decisions about your money. Because I can tell you right now, there's way too many cracks in the plaster. The United States is way too far into debt. The European countries right now obviously are falling apart. And for some reason, they think they can bail each other out. I mean, the United States can't bail out Europe. We can't even bail ourselves out.
And they're devaluing currency simultaneously. 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to now move to your calls quickly. Please throw out your question, your comment, and move the next person. In the last 15, 20 minutes, I'm going to have Rob Dewin here. He knew and was in off and on with different bands with Joe Stack, who it turned out supposedly played with Joe Ely and all these other big Austin. Rob Dewin says he was an incredible musician, very quiet, didn't talk about politics. We'll talk to him in studio. Let's go to Ron in Texas. Ron, thanks for holding.
No problem, Alex. I appreciate you letting me take the call. I just want to be real quick and say that today on Fox News, they had another interview with another band member that Mr. Stax played with. And he basically said the same thing that Mr. Dew said yesterday, that this guy was a real intelligent, was very squared away individual. You know, he was basically baffled at what happened. If you was able to go back and see the report yourself, you could clearly see that the reporter was trying to get something more out of him other than what, you know, the individual was saying. And after reading that Mr. Stack's, I don't want to call it a manifesto because it doesn't sound like one to me. It sounds more like a personal vent of his frustrations. It shows his intelligence. He's just frustrated, or was frustrated. And I think what we're seeing is a change in tactic as far as, you know, like some people label psyops. It's where an individual actually does something on their own, but yet the higher echelons of, you know, lack of a better term, the enemy, will let it play out and let people react to it in the way they want to see it.
Very well said. That's probably what's going on here, though there's a lot of other very suspicious signs, so the jury is going to be out for a while as we study it. Early on, it was clear the underwear bomber was inside job. Now it's 100%. By the way, we have video that's never been seen of Joe Stack that Rob Dew went home and dug out last night. Now, we've cropped the video to leave the other band members out. We're not going to even play the music. We're going to show you some video of Joe Stack here. Nobody's ever seen. Coming up at PrisonPlanet.tv, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. Of course, it'll then be all over the web after that. But that's coming up. We're going to talk to Jennifer, Fred, Dan, and others straight ahead. Great call, Ron.
hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind! My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense.
Yes. Oh, Sheriff John Brown.
Freedom came my way one day, and I started out of town, yeah. All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff John Brown came in to shoot me down. So I shot the sound.
Let's go to your calls, ladies and gentlemen.
If I am guilty,
let's talk to Jennifer in Texas. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to make some quick comments. I'll try to make it quick. Beck has made himself irrelevant, and the 500,000 viewers that he has lost, probably half of those are Texans because we're angry about him attacking Deborah Medina. But I'm on the fence like you are with this man yesterday that flew this plane in this building. Although I don't condone what he did, I can sympathize with him. You know, if I had more time, if I even had an hour, I could tell you some very harrowing stories of what me and my husband have been through for the last 11 years. And if someone wants what you have, and they don't want to take it legally, they'll do it illegally in any way, you know, form or fashion or anything. And I just wanted to tell your listeners.
Hey, with my dad, with the 89 retroactive tax increase, he paid all the taxes, had a CPA, and they came to him and said, we want $500,000, and that was a lot more money than he had, and sold our cars, everything. And my dad went in with all his receipts and everything, and they said, look, Mr. Jones, and this happened in Mesquite, Texas, they said, we are white-collar criminals. Give us the money. And they are criminals, and it's an illegal tax of the Federal Reserve. Believe me, I know about the IRS. It's disgusting.
We stayed up on our taxes. Our problem is we've got land.
My dad did too. They did a retroactive tax increase and then put penalties on it.
Oh, yeah, that's been happening to us. And I just want to tell your listeners, though, that tyranny does not happen just at the federal and state levels. It happens at the local level. And that's what's been happening to me and my husband for the last 11 years. And these people in this town want this little jewel of a piece of land that we have, but they don't want to buy it outright because we're not going to sell it in the first place. But they want to take it illegally, and they have done everything in their power to take it away from us. And we are still going through this. We still have stuff coming up on our TV, for God's sakes. We don't know where it's coming from, that even a best friend of ours that lives in Dallas-Fort Worth area that has sold these TVs for years, he's an expert on these, can't tell us what this stuff is coming up on our TV. Now, I'm not saying our television is bugged, but I'm saying our television is picking up something.
Are you kidding? It came out public schools are using the, quote, free laptops they give kids to use the spy cams to spy on them and read everything they're writing. No, everything's a surveillance grid. I appreciate your call, Jennifer. Fred in Maine, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll expect some Fred taking my call. I just wanted you and all your listeners to be aware of the fact that there's a historic press conference happening right now in San Francisco. And I'm one of 1,041 architects and engineers and 6,600 other people who've signed Richard Gage's petition demanding of Congress a truly independent investigation with full subpoena powers on the 9/11 day. And,
well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful, Fred, and we've plugged it. We've supported it. We've had Richard Gage on many times. And, yes, 9/11 truth is only growing stronger and stronger. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Dan in Pennsylvania. Dan, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, this is, what is it? Last night I listened to Katie Couric on the CBS Evening News, and she had mentioned that, like in passing, that the mother and the daughter, they had been in a hotel room when all of this had happened. When yesterday, while I was watching your show on the commercials, I was watching MSNBC, and the gentleman in the brown jacket had said that a neighbor went into the house and got the mother and the daughter out. And also, one other question just for Bob. What does it mean with the Goldman Sachs guy that is taking over in Greece?
Well, Bob's gone now, but it's come out in mainstream news what Bob said a decade ago. Goldman Sachs set up double books all over Europe. They ran the scam here. It's not that they own the whole scam. It's other big banks involved. They're the little criminal group they chose to coordinate it, kind of like Enron and all these other crooks had Arthur Andersen cook their books. It's like they were the go-to for that. The piloting group of the criminal gang is mainly Goldman Sachs, and so that's what's happening there.
Yeah, I just thought I'd mention also the fact of that. Of the mother and the daughter, because there seems to be conflicting stories happening there.
The whole thing is incredibly suspicious. And what's happening is, because a lot of people somewhat agree with what he did because people are ready to fight, I think that's clouding some people's judgment and saying, no, it's not a false flag. We don't know that. We're still collating data. There's a lot of signs that say false flag, a lot of signs that say it isn't. You know, it could be a false flag, but it didn't go the way the media wanted, so they may be backing off of it now. But the fact that they are backing off of it, that could also mean that it is a real event. Because if it's a real event, they don't hide it. That's always a key sign. More calls straight ahead than Rob Dew in studio.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.YourHCG.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at YourHCG.com. We love you.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Right now, I'm going to go back to some more of your phone calls. And we've got this world-exclusive video of him playing in multiple local bands. Rob shot this a few years ago. Rob knew Joe Stack and didn't hit him until yesterday when they just left his house. And he got back and saw finally his photo. And he said, because you said you were driving back saying, I know Joe Stack. I know what Joe Stack was. In another state I lived? And then it all hit you. Because it's Austin's a big-sized city, but the musician community is like a small town. Everybody knows each other. He knew him well. They weren't in the same band, but Joe did backup in some bands. And it turns out he played for Joe Ely and a bunch of other people I'm seeing in the news now. So, meanwhile, I have a whole bunch of mainstream news articles. The Statesman saying I'm praising him. Not true. Daily News saying it. Look at this headline. Does Austin plane crash pilot's rambling suicide note sound like Alex Jones' manifesto? So you can always see who the enemy is. Some guy kills a cop in Pennsylvania. They say, he did it for me. Then they get his actual emails. I hate Alex Jones. I want to get him. I mean, they're after me, and I wonder why. But it's not going to work. It's like the old song, I got one more silver dollar, and they're not going to catch me. No, they're not going to get me, the Midnight Rider. Let's jam in some more calls here. Frank in North Carolina, you're on the air. Frank, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. It's an honor. I just wanted to plug a movie real quick. It's a mainstream movie out right now. It's Edge of Darkness, Mel Gibson's new movie.
Haven't seen it.
It's very good. It's the first movie I've seen since that movie, that Truther movie, Shooter, came out in 2007 with Mark Wahlberg.
What's it about? I mean, does it have a patriot message?
Yes. It's basically a cautionary tale. Mel Gibson plays the role of a Boston, just a regular detective. And his daughter basically gets assassinated, and he mistakes it. Everyone thinks that it was some old enemy of his that was trying to take him out. He starts investigating, and during the course of investigating, going through her things and whatnot, he finds out that she was an activist. And it gets really interesting. It's got some truther elements in there, black op elements, all that kind of shadowy government.
Yeah, well, we know Mel Gibson knows all about the New World Order, and I'll just leave it at that. but I mean, he's definitely on board and knows what's going on every front. I appreciate your call. I'm going to go see that. I just work all the time. I got 2-3 hours a day off. I can play with my kids, throw the football, watch them ride their scooters. The little push scooters, and that's it. I mean, go take my grandma out to eat once every 2 weeks, and there is no life, literally. But all work and no play hadn't made Jack a dull boy. It's made me crazy. Let's talk to Dennis in Texas. Dennis, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you for having me on the show. I voted for Deborah Medina today, so I feel like I've struck a blow for liberty in Texas.
That's right. Early voting running for the next 2 weeks.
Yes, people ought to get out and do that. It's well worth it. You avoid all the lines. Alex, you're a patriot. Mr. Traficant is a statesman. Bob Chapman is America's muse. I'd also like to say that Red Beckman woke me up. I heard him on your program, I think a couple weeks ago now, and ordered the books. And everybody's wondering what they can do short of revolution and short of utilizing the Second Amendment. The mainstream media is deathly afraid that the citizenry is going to realize.
They're afraid we're going to take over, that we're the boss, that we're going to take over the state houses legally, take over the juries, grand juries. That's all this show is about, is solutions. That's why the COINTELPRO have this line that I don't give solutions. All we give is solutions. All we bring you is guests that are about solutions, and give them a bigger platform.
Yes. And the IRS can be defeated by the citizenry using their three votes. Vote at the ballot box, vote as part of the grand jury, and vote as part of the jury petit. And the IRS cannot overturn a not guilty vote. We can defeat the income tax and all taxes and all laws that are unjust by simply being Americans.
And that's the Founding Fathers. Are we with the Founding Fathers of the New World Order? Let's take a few more. Thank you. Let's talk to James in Minnesota. James, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi. My name is James Cater from Minnesota. I just want to say thanks for letting me be on your show real quick. And second, just to talk to you briefly, I'm a former military vet myself. I just got out less than a year ago. And I feel bad for a lot of these guys that come back all torn up and the government don't, you know, stick by us or nothing like that. So I just want to say thank you for opening up my eyes. I mean, I already knew that they were crooked as a as a three-legged door anyway, but I want to say thank you for opening up my eyes to more, and plus see if there's any way that I can, what I could do here in Minnesota to spread the word.
Every person the best thing is my films. Get the DVDs, make copies. We found that is the most effective. Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, the free MP3s of this show, sending people to InfoWars.com. I mean, they're going to hear a wide spectrum breakdown of the New World Order and solutions here. I mean, let me ask you, how did you wake up? You say I woke you up fully. You already knew something was wrong. How did you find the show?
This is actually really funny. About 3 months after I got out, I was working at a Target in Rochester, and a friend of mine came up to me, and she's like, you know, one of my buddies came up and said, oh, don't talk to her, she's a conspiracy theorist and this and that, and I'm like, well, you know what, she's right up my alley. So So I went over there and I talked to her a little bit, and she handed me your DVDs. And,
see?
You know, and I was like, wow. And then I got a couple of my buddies, you know, they watched it, and I just watched their mouths just drop. So,
well, when I say that Obama deception and Fall the Republican Endgame are devastating truth weapons. I mean, the truth is powerful. It trumps everything. And these films give you a full spectrum breakdown. It's the truth. It's in the globalist's own words, their own documents. See, you said, how do I help? Well, she woke you up. You then woke your buddies up. It's not going to be an instant war we win. It's slow, one foot in front of the other. I'm getting chills right now. Never stopping. And then, I just got big chills. Having the will to have the enemy crush you. Because here's the deal. I'm a big fish, and they've tried to crush me and hadn't worked, but they probably will. But I just am happy for this to happen because it doesn't matter. I've already done my damage to them. You have to be fully committed and not care and be confident and focused and have the truth, and it's over. God bless you. Good to hear from you, James, in Minnesota. Bob, Dave, Jerry, Moses, I want to get to you, but I've got, and we probably will, but I've got to go to Rob Dew right now because I did a special transmission from 5:30 to 6:30 or 5:30 to 6:40 last night that's just on the internet streams in Prison Planet. TV, and that's all posted up at prisonplanet.tv, because as I was about to go live, you ran in and said, I knew this guy. You hadn't put two and two together because you work with so many musicians. So just in a nutshell, what type of guy was he? Do you think he was capable of this? What do you think's going on here? And then we're going to show some video, and we'll talk over because it doesn't have audio because we're not going to play the band's music here because... But break this down, how you met this guy and what your gut tells you is going on.
All right. I had a neighbor who was a musician. He was a little older than me. He's playing like an older style kind of blues country rock. And so I would go in and sit in playing bass because he, you know, always needed a bass player. And Joe Stack was in his band. And in different versions of the band. One that was.
I got to stop you. I guess we didn't test the video. It's crashing in there. It's not playing. So, what other formats do you have of it so we can, I guess we didn't test it.
Oh, I brought it in on a DVD and I just,
So the DVD doesn't play?
Oh.
Just turn the mic on so I can hear you. No, I know, but if the DVD isn't working,
if they pull it on the hard drive, it should work. Sometimes DVDs, when it was not a DVD file, it was an actual QuickTime file. So if you pull that on the hard drive, it should work. But
tell you what, anyway. I'm going to go out there and deal with this. Okay. You go ahead and tell folks about Joe Stack.
Okay. I met Joe a few years ago. This is in the mid 2000s. I was, playing bass with a neighbor, and Joe was in the band. And I kind of sat in with the band several times, and so I got to know Joe in practices and playing gigs, and he was. Very mild-mannered guy, very clean-cut guy when by South Austin standards. South Austin people, you know, usually are a little more ragtag-type group, longer hair and stuff. And Joe, you know, always button-up shirt, clean hair and, you know, glasses and real smart guy. He was, a software engineer, and I knew he had been doing some software work. And I knew he was a pilot as well. And, you know... just somebody who really seemed to have it together when you look at different people, you know, some people don't look like they have their stuff together. Well, Joe always looked like he had his stuff together. And that's, I was kind of shocked when I first heard, when I put two and two together, like this is the Joe Stack that I knew. I was really shocked because I didn't think this guy would ever do anything like this. I mean, it's really out of character. For him, and I mean, I think we just need to start asking the questions, especially, you know, what would drive somebody to do something like this? If he is indeed, you know, the lone wolf type, what would make him, what would push somebody to the brink to do this?
Well, everybody's saying that he was an amazing musician, and we did get the video working. It was working fine, and then as soon as we went live, it wouldn't play. But thanks for getting that ready. But other musician friends of his are now in the news. There's other video of him at events. But, again, everybody is going with the line, oh, he did this on purpose. we've seen so many false flags. If a government's done false flags over and over again and been caught doing it, we have to investigate this as a possible false flag. It is being blamed on the Tea Parties and Alex Jones.
Right. Well, I've been looking at stuff on this all morning. There's some video out there. The same girl who talks about the hazmat vehicles and the fire trucks being right nearby, she also says she was close enough. She didn't see a pilot, and she was close enough to where she could have seen a pilot. And she says it on one of these CNN clip that I sent to Matt.
And they had technology 50 years ago to remote control a plane. They could have burned his house down, killed him, stuck him in the plane, or buried him somewhere. Some people are saying maybe he staged his death. You know, Northwood says they have CIA agents get on board an aircraft with the same tail numbers and same make, take it off, land it, take another one off that looks similar, and blow it up, a drone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have a government plan to do this with airplanes, so we have to look at this.
I mean, I think it's very important to ask the questions and look and definitely find out, you know, what, you know, how the IRS is investigating this guy, and at least, you know, look into that. I got a couple tips today. One guy said that apparently one of his neighbors right adjacent to him is an IRS employee who actually worked in that building. That's not confirmed, but we got sent that this morning.
Now, you went out to his house.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, anything else about Joe Stack, though? I mean, what would you talk to him about?
I mean, we always talk music, and we never – I didn't get too personal with him other than, you know, general stuff, but he was always there, always on time, and always happy. I always saw him, you know, he was you know, serious when he's playing because you're really concentrating, but afterwards he was smiling. He didn't really drink or smoke or do anything like that. He was just a – he just seemed to be a pretty clean-cut guy who was –
People really say he was really smart, very precise, totally squared away.
Yeah.
He looks very focused. I mean, he looks intelligent.
Yeah, he was very intelligent. We actually played a few of his own compositions that he wrote, and they were, you know, they weren't easy. They were pretty difficult. They were kind of jazz rock type stuff, which seemed to be the vein of music he really liked playing, was sort of a jazz rock. You know, he liked the upbeat stuff, but with, you know, more interesting chords than what you would find in a blues.
What were his favorite bands?
Well, I know he was a big Steely Dan fan, because we actually played a few Steely Dan songs, and, you know, that's one band that I can bring off the top of my head. I can't remember any other bands offhand, but, you know, he was all, you know, he'd bring in these huge, he wasn't a tall guy, he was, you know, kind of short compared to me, but he was carrying in these huge pianos all the time for practice, and he'd walk in with them and drop them down and get his stuff set up. You know, and, you know, talking the whole time while he was doing it. And just, you know, I never saw him get angry at anybody. If we had disagreements with something, you know, in terms of like a song, you know, we'd just sit and talk about it.
And you never heard him talk bad about the government?
I never heard him get political. The band wasn't, they weren't really, they were older guys with kids, and they were more just, you know, trying to put bread on the table.
How long ago did you know him?
I think I met him in the mid-2000s, and I haven't seen him in about at least a year, maybe 2 years. But, you know, I've talked to people who had seen him, you know, a couple weeks ago and said he was, you know, he was fine. They were working on recording sessions together. So that it's really sad that in that short amount of time, you know, a guy could get pushed like that to the brink if that's, you know, what happened. And, you know, I don't know if we'll probably never know what the IRS knows, because they're probably not going to divulge their.
And you shot this video we were just watching.
Yeah, that was shot in 2007. So that was about 3 years ago.
What bar was that?
I think it was called the Moon River Bar. It was it's outside of Austin, near Lake Travis. So and you know, the green lights on them, we were setting up lights. They had no lights there. So me and my brother were shooting the video, and we set up a bunch of lights. So, you know, they would look, you know, like.
Did you play in one band with him or multiple?
It was just one band that I would sub on bass for, and he was the main keyboard player there. But, you know, he also played bass. He was a real good bass player, and he played bass in several bands. I know that. And I never knew he played accordion, but apparently he was an accordion player too, which doesn't surprise me. The guy was, you know, multi-talented. He was a real smart guy.
And he was also reportedly a really good pilot and flew a lot.
Yeah. Yeah,
flew bands around.
He had that plane for many years, I think, before he moved to Austin. And the guy that was the band leader of the band I was in, he said, you know, I've flown in that plane, you know, down to San Antonio. So, you know, and Nice guy. I can't believe. I'm really in shock. And I was really in shock yesterday when I pulled it up because I knew a Joe Stack. But everybody was saying Andrew Joe Stack. So you're thinking Andrew Stack the whole time. And I'm asking people out at in his neighborhood, you know, did you know this guy? Did you know this guy? Well, it turns out I knew the guy.
And it turned out, though, the neighbors were like, we would have talked to you, but we've made a commitment not to talk now.
Right. There was one neighbor that did not want, he said he was morally and ethically obligated not to talk to us. And, Here's something else that's interesting. Another guy who works, I work for the IRS in Austin. He said they had a guy from D.C. come in and was talking about, they kept calling it an accident. Several of the employees corrected him, you know, because, you know, they were disturbed at him calling it an accident. And afterwards, he made a comment that there were no warning and how these fringe groups couldn't be predicted. And then he said the day before at 9:30 a.m., he heard some top-level local management in the building discussing possible shelter in place. That's all he mentions. This is definitely a guy we ought to talk to.
Wait a minute. In that same building, they're talking about sheltering in place the day before.
Yeah, no, he doesn't say it was the exact same building, so I'm going to confirm this.
Calling.
This is something we need to
confirm. And the source needs to know.
Right.
We're not going to say who they are.
No.
Again, we have a comment line that people can call us at 512-646-4444. It's only a one-minute message. Leave your name and number, a brief, only serious calls, and we'll have more for you on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., and then obviously back on Monday, but we're going to come back with more straight ahead, final segment.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care, and right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Know this, ladies and gentlemen, if something breaks big tonight on this, tomorrow, on Saturday before the Sunday show, we'll put notices up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. 30 minutes to an hour before, we will go live on the internet streams and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers only. Because obviously, with the way AM and FM stations work, they can't just flip over to it. I'm not going to have time to go to any more calls. I want Rob to be able to finish up, and I need to plug one more of our great sponsors that makes this radio show possible. You want to check out their website. They have all the studies and info there at supernaturalsilver.com. That's one word. Are you prepared? Do you have what you need for you and your loved ones through a crisis? There's one weapon everybody should have in his or her arsenal, and that is New Silver Solution. The patented Silver Solution can be used for many things, from water purification to wound care to everything in between. Arm yourself with New Silver Solution. Be prepared. Whatever comes your way, go to SupernaturalSilver.com today. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, or check out their banner on Infowars.com. Okay, Rob, I've been asking some questions. Anything else you want to add up in this small world? You know, you turned out to know Joe Stack. Everything I've heard about him, And conflicting stories from the family and all this weirdness, it my gut tells me there's some hanky-panky going on here. I'm not quite sure. And now this IRS letter, all these calls, witnesses, the TV news, them being in place beforehand, sheltering in place, all this. It looks like it was written for people that want to have war to go, yeah, let's go, and maybe try to start something. I'm not sure about that, but I've been saying Austin's going to be the target, haven't I?
You did say that. One thing will be interesting is to find out when the fire department was called for this fire, because he apparently drove from his house about 25 miles north to the airport to pick up
during rush hour traffic.
During rush hour traffic,
and North Austin's locked up.
I mean, it's horrible in, you know, anywhere in Austin, pretty much on the highways. So unless he had some, you know, I can't see him getting there that quickly. But, you know,
because they say the fire started at right at about 9. So yeah, he gets from North Austin to Georgetown, 25 miles away in horrible traffic. But I talked to my uncle, who's a pilot. He said from Georgetown to that North Austin, 6 minutes in that Piper once he got it up.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That could.
So he could have done it.
Now, and I talked to a neighbor that said she left her house at 8:45 in the morning, and apparently the fire was going then, although she didn't see it. And by the time she got to work, her, you know, cell phone was going nuts. You know, people calling her saying there's a fire in your neighborhood. There's a fire in your neighborhood.
Oh, so and others have said around 9.
Yeah. She said she went to work at 8:45 that morning and she didn't see
it. Well, why would the family already be out of the house?
Yeah.
Why were the police not called?
I don't know. From things I've read, I've heard some reports is some guy, a neighbor, helped him out of the house. Another report was that they were at a hotel the night before and came home and found it that way. So, I think a lot will come out when they interview his wife.
I wonder why the cops would tell the neighbors not to talk to people.
That's very, because you'd think they would, you know, let them be open to the press. And some people did talk to the press, but the one guy who was really, you know, sharply dressed, let's just go ahead and use that term, didn't want to talk to us, and he was a younger guy. So, you know, that'll be interesting to see, you know, if he talks to anybody in the future. I remember what he looks like, and so we'll be able to know. But the neighbors around him seemed to be, you know, older. There was the one younger lady that I talked to that left at 8:45 that morning. But, you know, the real victims, in addition to the people that were in the building, you know, he's left behind a wife and daughter, a stepdaughter, I guess. And then he's got, a daughter in Norway. So, you know, I've put my heart and prayers out to them. And, I hope somebody can maybe put something.
And I've seen different numbers. One person missing, including him, and then two injured. Or did he kill anybody?
I think they did pull out two bodies total. They think it's one's his and one is somebody who they haven't identified yet. So that'll be interesting to see, you know, who the identity of that person.
Well, you said reporters on the scene, though, were going, how did the police know so much so soon? That's also suspicious. But retransmission starts now with an incredible special guest, James Traficant. This interview was off the charts, powerful. Retransmission, Infowars.com on the audio streams. Get the free podcast and the free iPhone. Great job, crew. Best ever. Great.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.